Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Boom. Kablooey.
Oh, we are exploding all over the place. That's what we're doing. Y'all know it. Y'all know it. What was that, Rob? Rob.
Did he burp?
Is he sneezing? Did he pass out?
Sorry, I turned my mic off because I was coughing.
Oh, okay. How do we still hear you?
I don't know that.
Because we heard. It sounded like you were in trouble.
Yeah, or throwing up. I couldn't tell. Tracy Morgan and us?
Yeah. Rob's in his home studio, which obviously needs a toilet in it.
Yeah. Don't you love it when people are like, I hate throwing up?
I know people say that all the time.
No, you don't understand. I hate throwing up.
Yeah, right. Like,
and you know what I always say, oh my God, I love it. It's so refreshing. You feel so clean when it's over.
Yeah, like
I love it.
It's the same people that say, you don't understand. I love food. I love right. to eat.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. It's like my favorite thing.
Oh my God, same.
You know what Lindsay's favorite thing is?
What?
And she'll tell you that it's her hobby.
What is it?
Sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, sleeping. Yeah. I love to sleep.
I love to sleep. You know, it's my favorite thing.
I mean, and she'll get all sleep. Literally. I'm not joking. Listen to me. I am not joking.
Yeah.
It is my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Is sleep.
Well, because do you ever hear someone that's like, I don't like to sleep? Never.
Yeah, no.
So I need to stop saying that.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you take it to another level.
Yeah.
It's like, when people can't understand how you take 2-hour naps in the day or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't understand.
It's my journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey. To sleep.
It's a sleep journey.
Sleep journey.
Nap journey.
Were you always into sleeping?
Always. Always. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if she's going in and doing an in the bed, under the sheets and comforter, everything in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Not just a quick nap on the couch.
Yeah.
Pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, we had some bad news for Lindsay yesterday, and it was good that she heard it from us rather than hearing it out on the street.
Yep.
And a lot of women are going to take this as bad news as well. So it is today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up. Nick?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, yesterday, it was basically our duty as our friend to break some bad news to Lindsay so she didn't hear it out there in the street first and feel like, why didn't y'all tell me this? You know, feel betrayed. Always the last to know, if you know what I'm saying. You get it?
Sure.
So it's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
They're saying that women who have been using Botox for a long time mm-hmm. are becoming immune to it.
No!
What will you do if you become immune to Botox?
I'm racking my brain right now to think what's going to happen. I might as well just, I got to end it. I can't.
It's a wrap.
I can't live like that, man.
Because, I mean, you've been doing it since you were in your 24 or so, 23, 24.
26. But yeah, who's counting? Yeah, right. Still young, yes.
For preventive maintenance.
Yeah. And yeah, I love how now they're like, no, you actually, we didn't mean preventative. It's just not going to work after a while.
Yeah. Now it's like you've been using it. It's like becoming immune to antibiotics. If you take too many antibiotics, you become immune to them.
Mm-hmm.
Do people ever become immune to stuff like that that's bad for you? Like, is there ever a point where if I ate enough cheeseburgers, I would become immune to them and they wouldn't make me fat?
Yeah.
That never happens.
Never.
Yeah. The Jesus never gives us those gifts.
No.
Not at all.
I've really built up my cheeseburger immunity lately.
Because, I mean, I think I've eaten enough pizza in my life where I could build up an immunity to it.
Yeah.
Man,
that would be nice.
But now they're messing with women's Botox.
Yikes. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I can't even say. I don't know. Cry.
You're going to look like the old woman from Titanic in like 2 years with the heart of the ocean.
You'd be like, you're 41. Wow. You're not 81. Ooh. Sure.
Lindsay has aged a lot this week. Well, I guess people are going to have to just go back to good old fashioned facelifts.
Yeah.
If there is an immunity built up to Botox.
I'm not opposed to it.
Because, you know, back when I was a kid, that's all women had.
Yeah.
Was the facelift. They didn't have any Botox or eye tucks or any of that. It was either you get the Kenny Rogers special or you look old.
Yeah. I'll be the youngest person to get a facelift on the day.
Yeah. You'll see me running around here looking like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't just get your neck done in the 70s. You couldn't. No. Mm-hmm. No, it was full on stitches all over the top of your head and around. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People couldn't even make an expression.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So there's a guy that's catching some heat on the internet because he said he wants to take his paternity leave that his company provides for him for some rest and relaxation and some, you guessed it, me time.
Oh, man.
And he wants to play a lot of golf. He's a big golfer. And the wife is the one sharing this information with the internet, of course.
Yeah.
But that is crazy. I'm down. I mean, listen, if a company wants to offer you paternity leave, take advantage of it, sure. But to leave her with the baby is next level.
But does she even have a baby?
Yeah, they have a baby. All He's taken the paternity leave.
I thought he was just trying to get the paternity leave without a baby and say, hey, I got those days coming to me.
Yeah.
Does it work like that? Even if you don't have a baby, you can take the... Yeah, so they just had the baby. And he's like, well, I'm going to use my paternity leave. I mean, I'll hang out for like a couple of days after we get home from the hospital, but then I'm taking the rest. What is how long is that? A week? 2 weeks?
Well, it should be no longer than a week, but I think it's 6 weeks, isn't it?
You want to hear something crazy? There's a huge bank in Charlotte. I mean, it's all over the world, but anyway, and they give 3 months paternity leave. 3 months.
Paternity.
More than a woman getting maternity leave.
How does that work?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, not in that. I'm saying most maternity leaves aren't that long.
Yeah. Aren't they 6 weeks or so?
Yeah.
She said it's a very generous paternity leave. She said the difference is if he was the primary parent, which I don't know how it would happen, he would get 6 months.
Oh man. Could you imagine?
But that's insane.
Yeah.
To just like be home for a couple of days and be like, well, and then to have the audacity to go, well, I'm just going to take some me time and go play golf.
Yeah.
No.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, any man that uses the term me time and he's not saying it as a joke, you got to be suspicious of to begin with. What kind of man is that?
100%.
Yeah.
I just needed some me time. I need some time to work on me.
Yeah. She also throws in a couple other things about him. She's like, well, I mean, we already have separate rooms and he's got a CPAP because he snores. And it sounds like she's just
over it.
Kitchen sinking, like just throwing all of his negative things into one basket and dumping it on the internet.
Well, why is she having a baby with him?
Oh, you love him. Yeah. You love him.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. I was like, she hates him.
Yeah. Tells me today he's going to use to play a lot of golf and give himself a reset. Yeah. Except I don't think you remember how hard having a newborn is. That's super selfish and just being a bad dad.
If you're taking the time off, which I think, you know, a week, unless there are complications and stuff like that, for the dad to take off and be there to help and all that, give the mother-in-law time to get there.
Sure.
Then his mom will swap out, you know, and do the next week. It's the way it should work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I completely believe in maternity leave and all that, because we want to encourage people to have babies and they should get, you know, a certain allowances for that. However, I think that all maternity leave should go through me so I can investigate each couple and determine whether they need to be having babies or not.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Whether it's going to be good for our society.
Be like, you out.
I don't want to encourage that. Yeah. You shouldn't be breeding.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So there is a motel in the northern tip of Michigan's Lower Peninsula. And the guest had checked out, so the cleaning crew was in there. And you know how people leave stuff behind, like they'll leave a charger, phone chargers, or, I mean, even a piece of luggage or something sometimes they'll leave behind. Well, the housekeeping crew was in there, and they saw something that the guest had left when they checked out. So they went to get it and were going to take it to the front desk, lost and found or whatever, for whenever the guest came back looking for it. But it happened to be a 3-foot live alligator.
Oh my God.
It was up under the bed. But here's what the cleaning crew said. This lady said, we just went in to clean the room. And when my nephew looked under the bed, Wally was there. He was a real friendly gator, so I didn't feel real scared. He let the police officers hold him and all that. I mean, it was a real friendly alligator. So the owner was contacted and told the police that he knew Wally was missing, but didn't realize he had been left at the motel. He said he thought it got out. He looked for him, couldn't find him. Because Wally is used by the man who also has a bunch of exotic animals, and he takes them to elementary schools for demonstrations and stuff.
Oh.
Wow.
I am surprised in the year 2025 of our Lord that an elementary school would allow a live alligator into the school, because, I mean, they're so, you know, so weenie-like. I'm always worried about safety and I mean, did anybody ever come to y'all's school when you were in elementary school with anything that cool?
Yeah, we had
snakes.
Yeah, snakes and spiders. We had
y'all
that.
Did.
Yeah,
y'all had all that.
Mm-hmm. We had that in the '80s. Oh wait, sorry. Reese is like, what are you talking about? Don't put me in that box.
Yeah, I do remember that though.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't remember anybody coming that had, you know, live gators and stuff like that. I guess, but the kids in Louisiana where I grew up wouldn't have thought anything about it. Be like, ah, boo! Bring on something exciting.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't have thought that was cool at all. They were looking in my backyard. Your backyard. Yeah.
I saw 3 of those waiting on a school bus this morning.
Yeah.
Next.
No big deal.
But how does the cleaning crew know that this alligator is friendly? That's stupid.
That's what I wanted to know.
If you're not a professional alligator person, you live in Michigan. I don't see where they would have a whole lot of alligators up there.
I don't think
But you see one under the bed of a motel, and you approach it enough to call it friendly? Get out of here.
No. And I just picture her like vacuuming and like nudging something like, what is that? And then looking at, and there's an alligator. I would poop my pants.
Yeah, I would run.
What is a 3-foot alley? Is that a baby alligator? That sounds small.
Yeah, it's small. But still, I mean, it's not a baby where they, you know, where you can fit it in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
They're having to hold it with both hands, and it could tear you up easily.
Do you hold it like snout, you know, to keep the...
You're supposed to put tape around it.
Oh, tape, yeah.
Yeah, to keep it from biting.
Oh.
We do the same thing with you. Put tape around your snout. Keep her from biting.
And talking, that's the main thing.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Woo! I know we'll probably get into this with more details in the now trending segment coming up, but I barely made it home from the Gulf of America last night from being out there on that vessel with the splashdown. Elon let me up in there, and he was like, you got to come. And I said, I got work in the morning. So he flew me down there in one of his jets, and then I was on that boat when they pulled it up there. It was fun. It was fun. Yeah, it was an experience like no other.
Yeah, once in a lifetime kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we'll be getting into that more. But I know this is interesting to a lot of people, because have you noticed, Riggins, a lot of people have and enjoy dogs?
Yes.
Have you noticed that, Lynn?
I've noticed that.
And it seems like it's getting more and more that people like dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Well, there is a brand new breed of dog that was created because I really don't know why, other than to make money from it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But this is a cross between a wolf and a Caucasian shepherd.
Yeah, that's a dangerous dog.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The Caucasian shepherd, I think, is one of the most dangerous dogs in the world.
Well, of course. They wouldn't call him a Caucasian.
Right. And a wolf. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one's not even in sheep's clothing. This one's in Caucasian shepherd's clothing.
He is a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a scary sounding dog.
So, but if it's cute.
It is pretty. But it's it was bought by an Indian fellow who runs what I think would just be considered a dog zoo in India.
What?
People pay him to come in and see these rare breeds of dogs that he has. Because he loves them. He's got 150 different breeds of dog.
Wow. How interesting.
And evidently he makes a ton of money from this. I think it said about $3,000 for 30 minutes.
What?
$2,800 for 30 minutes and $11,700 for 5 hours. I guess you pay by the time how long you're going to be in there.
Those dogs better blow my mind for $3,000. Well, my head better be on the floor.
Well, this guy paid almost $6 million for this one dog.
Really?
This wolf Caucasian shepherd dog.
Okay, now I'm thinking of a business plan. Let's get all of our dogs together.
Uh-huh.
Because they're really cute. Well, mine, rest in peace. But I can buy another one. And let's charge some people.
Yeah, this one is 8 months old. And already weighs 165 pounds and is 30 inches tall.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big boy.
Yeah.
I hope he's taking care of them.
Oh, he is. That's what he said, because that's his business. And they had to put that at the bottom of the story. Thankfully, you know, the dogs are well cared for and all that. Yeah. Oh, did you go to India and investigate it before you wrote the story? Come on.
Right.
Give me a break. Man.
But you know what? That dog would be in the back of my truck just like any other bad A dog if I had it. Just ready to take somebody's arm off at the gas station.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, hang on a second. Reagan's?
Yeah.
We may have to get this thing reproduced because the very front of it reminds me of Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. And you know I'm not a Bruce Springsteen person. So that's going to ruin my morning every time that hits and I start thinking of Dancing in the Dark and then I start thinking of Bruce Springsteen. All right, listen to it again.
Doesn't it? I don't know the original song, but I believe you if you say it sounds just like it. That's a blues song?
Dancing in the dark, can't start a fire.
Yeah, I'm not a Bruce Springsteen guy, but... Sure, we can change it. I'm sure.
I'm just kidding. That would be nitpicking. And I am not a nitpicker. You know that. I'm easy come, easy go. Whatever. I don't even think of such things usually.
Does Bruce Springsteen just like pop into your head right before you're about to fall asleep and you just go, "Oh, Bruce."
it varies, you know, each night, you know, people that make me mad. Bruce Springsteen, maybe Nick Cannon. That's Charlemagne
the God.
Charlemagne.
Boy, did he get a cold response from me in the hall that time he was at the radio station we worked at.
Did you give him the cold shoulder?
Oh, did I?
That's Charlemagne.
I know. I ain't got nothing for Charlemagne. I'm TJ Maine. I'm the main TJ. Charlemagne.
Hey, we got to get you like a long name like that. Obviously not the God. You wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
We'll come up with something.
Mm-hmm. My son is going to graduate in May from college, and they sent him his cap and gown and all of that, and he was trying it on, and I said, that material feels like that might be a little rough. I said, you hope you're not allergic to that, because that would suck if you start breaking out in hives and itching and everything during graduation. And then I thought, well, we bring back the where were you when your allergies kicked in?
Yeah.
And you put it up on the social medias, Riggins.
Yeah.
And it's a couple of the answers that we got here were pretty funny. You say.
Well, they are interesting for sure. Like Pamela said, the weirdest place I had the allergic reaction, Ocean Isle Beach. I ate shrimp right out of the canal that my brother caught. We boiled them up so they weren't raw or anything. Oh. I'd been eating shrimp for years and still do. But that day, I puffed up like a puffer fish. I'm still not sure why I had such a crazy allergic reaction to one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, and sometimes allergies just pop up all of a sudden. It's like you always have it there, but something triggers it. And then from then on, you have the reaction.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law is really allergic to shellfish.
Oh, really?
Or just about any seafood from the sea. She can eat freshwater fish. And we were on a cruise one time, and it hit her. It was the Disney cruise. And something in the kitchen got, like, touched the seafood or something that she had.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she, can you imagine being on a cruise ship confined to that little cabin with stomach issues for night. For no. a day and a half or 2 days.
Actual nightmare.
Scared to death.
Yeah, that's like worst case scenario. Mm.
Did she need an EpiPen?
No, no.
Just
like food poisoning, basically.
Oh, my
whenever
God,
she
her.
Eats anything, I guess, that even touches a shrimp or something.
Yeah. What's the weirdest place you had an allergic reaction? This is a good one from Krista. Custody court.
Oh.
I had an allergic reaction in court, and the bottoms of my feet swelled up, and it looked like I was standing on golf balls.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So it finally happened. Those astronauts that were stranded in space for 9 months when they were supposed to be there for a week have returned to Earth. The videos of them making the splashdown off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida are like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
This pod just comes falling out of the air. And then the parachutes open. It's amazing.
And they were greeted by dolphins. Did you see that part?
I didn't.
They really were.
Were they really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is an incredible scene. The first two parachutes open, that slows them down. And then four huge parachutes open. And then you see like I think it's the Coast Guard or somebody from NASA just speeding up on boats to go track them down.
I thought this whole thing was SpaceX.
Was it even the people that got them?
I think so. I think it could have been the Coast Guard.
It was
probably was
just an amazing scene. And then they got to stay in that pod while they're floating in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And astronauts have commented saying, you're so nauseous when you get back to Earth. Oh. They say when you take off your shoes, you watch your ankles swell up like water balloons just because your body's like, you know, getting used to the gravity again, I guess.
Yeah, we watched the whole thing live and it was amazing. And I will say the headline of this story should read, thank God for Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Or they would still be up there for God knows how much longer.
Yeah.
Elon Musk and President Trump.
Yeah.
But the other thing, as they say, the other takeaway for me was I would think that, you know, these astronauts know that this is a historic moment and people are going to watch this video forever, just like we do the moon landing and all that. The woman could have at least put on a little makeup.
Just a tinge.
Just maybe some mascara, a little lip gloss. Would it have killed her? Mm-mm. I mean, come on.
Be thoughtful about it as well.
I would have been coming down there in hair rollers, lashes. I mean, yeah. I would have been it.
That girl. Who is she? Look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Space traveler.
Coming back from space.
Hi, guys.
And I was like, her hair was black when she left, and it's solid gray now. Yep. She has really let herself go.
Yeah. So NASA is the top trending topic, along with SpaceX. Just an amazing scene yesterday. Glad to have them home.
It wouldn't be as cool though if it had been Space Triple X.
Right.
Sexy astronauts.
You know what planet we're going to on Space Triple X.
Splashdown.
Kanye West, also one of the top trending topics. Have you seen what he tweeted? He was talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids. Calling them, I can't even tell you what he said, but he was using some really nasty terms to refer to their young kids. I don't know what's going on with Kanye. I really don't.
The same thing that has always been going on. He crazy.
Is
he
that
needs to be
is?
In a padded room. Yes.
Yeah, I know. And he's he recorded a phone call with Diddy, who was in jail, and apparently Diddy didn't know he was being recorded, and then released the whole thing on the internet. It's weird.
See, when I saw that, I thought that they didn't know that all calls from the prison were recorded, which they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought that was what they, but Kanye actually recorded it.
Yeah, he's like, it looks like he's recording it on his iPad. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I love you. Oh, I love you too. And I don't know. It's just another day of Kanye wild wackiness. So he is the top trending topic today. Really interesting thread on the internet that I think is going to cause some nasty, nasty, ugly opinions on this show coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Remember when, I don't know, a few years ago when we were all watching, this is more than a few years ago, we were all watching Breaking Bad at the same time. We were all watching it together on the show. TJ, Ace, myself, I forget who was on the show. Lindsay, were you on the show then in 2013?
That was me. I was watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, we were all watching it except for Tech D Rob. And I remember him coming into the room one day and we were all talking about the latest episode, I think. And he was like, yeah, I watched one episode. I couldn't get into it. And the claws came out and we just all jumped on. It's the greatest show ever. Yeah. Are you kidding me? But, you know, that's sort of how you react when everybody's watching one thing. It's fun to kind of talk about the episodes and things like that. There's a thread on the internet. What's a popular show that you just couldn't get into? And the answers are pretty shocking, but the reasons why people couldn't get into them are even more surprising.
Yeah, most of the time, though, the reasons why, for me, the reason is because I never even tried to watch it, like Yellow Jackets. I never even tried to watch that.
It was so bad.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah, Stepford Wives.
Stepford Wives.
And take the time to turn it on for 5 minutes.
Not the real, the, what was the housewives show? That's not, that wasn't the reality show. Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Was that one that kind of just passed your radar? Like, I'm not watching that.
I have watched that. I watched an episode with Jody when it first came out and I was like, I was like, this is not for men.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah,
they hate men.
There's a lot of interesting answers, like Yellowstone. I watched the first episode waiting for something to happen and hook me, like they find a body wrapped up in a plastic tarp. But no, it's just land disputes. This is a show about land disputes. You can't tell me any different.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That was you, though, on Yellowstone. You watched the first episode, and there was an animal death on there, and you couldn't watch it.
Right away, I'm like eating spaghetti and meatballs, and then he walks up to this horse with a pistol and just shoots it in the head. I was like, all right, this is not spaghetti and meatballs type of show.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't cold blood animal cruelty. The horse had been hit by a truck.
Yeah.
And he was putting it out of his misery.
Right. Yeah. No, I didn't say he was like choking it to death, but he just shoots it in the head. House of Cards kind of did the same thing in like the first 30 seconds. Yeah. A guy walks up to a dog and just like breaks its neck.
It's now that was malicious. Yeah.
I think that had been hit by a car too, though.
Maybe so. I don't remember, but.
So that's why Kyle was like, don't even start it. You're not going to like it. Don't even start it.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Yeah. One person said Bridgerton. I've just never seen a duller show.
I could see that.
I totally.
That is not true. The first season was so steamy.
Oh, it was like that?
Basically like low grade, like, you know what?
Yeah. Naughty stuff.
I liked it.
But if you like that, why not go for the high grade, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, if that's what you're looking for, you just look.
It was just enough, though, to be like, I'm not watching something bad, but I am kind of.
And then a lot of answer. Dexter, I hated every single character. I get that. I've seen shows where I'm like, I don't care about any of y'all.
I watched one episode of Dexter, and then I haven't watched any more.
Just didn't hook you. Serial killers.
No, because like I said before, I want the serial killer show to be a mystery of who the serial killer, finding, tracking, all that.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. And
I don't want it from the killer's perspective.
Yeah. And I think Lindsay's into that new version of Dexter. I think she said she was watching that.
Mm-hmm. Kyle is. I don't. There again, I tried it. Sorry. No.
Not for me.
For me.
But for thee, not for me.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.